We need to get into this because the NRLW season begins this weekend. As we know, the Eels v. the Roosters to start it off at CommBank Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Then it's the Dragons v. Titans on Sunday at Wynn Stadium at midday. Back for another year as coach at St. George Illawarra is Jamie Soward, who joins me. Sowie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Matt. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. One season starts to come to an end and another season really kicks off. So this rebound of energy that you're about to get from the girls must be awesome ahead of this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's been a weird year for my first year in coaching. I've got two seasons in charge and then also being a part of the NRL system. So, while that's sort of tapering off after the weekend, still a little bit of work to do there. But, yeah, the girls bouncing in and they're ready to go for Sunday, which is great.
How do you personally prepare? How do you juggle one into the other?
I don't get much sleep, but luckily for me, I don't really sleep much anyway, so I probably learnt a few things in season one when I was still preparing the boys, stuff that, just take my rest when I need it rather than trying to schedule a sleep at night and get to bed. So for me, yeah, if I need to rest during the day or close my eyes for half an hour, I get that done at the office, and then usually Kezzy comes in and wakes me up with some lollies and stuff like that. So I think mentally refreshing, it's always nice to be in charge of your own team, and the excitement and the passion that I have for our program at the Dragons with the girls' side is energy enough.
What was your biggest takeout, Sowie, from last year, your first season in charge of that team? What did you reflect on the most when you got to the end of the season, when, okay, we've done that, we got so close, but what did you take out of it personally?
Yeah, I did a lot of self-reflection, which is something that I probably wasn't great at throughout my playing career. We looked at top to bottom, where we can get better and what we need to do to be able to be in that position again. And, a lot of it was learning on the run and making sure I was a bit more planned with how I want to use my substitutions. And, I felt like my preparation going into the game was, I couldn't have been any more prepared. Sometimes I was probably flying off the handle a little bit too quickly, so I need to take a step back so that my messages are a lot clearer and direct rather than sort of helter-skelter and maybe a bit loud at times. But for us, for my first season, we made a grand final. We've changed the culture at the Dragons. I feel like it's a real destination place now for young women to want to be a part of something special, and that shows by the 17 girls we got back from our grand final squad, that they love being here. So I took a step back, realised it was a big accomplishment, but also realised how hungry I am to really be successful over a long period of time in this space.
So you're in it for the long haul, this one?
Yeah, definitely. I go to Benny Harren and Ryan Webb all the time and tell them, just sign me up for 5 years now. Let's just get it done, because I want to make sure that we're a powerhouse for the next 5 years and, leave the Dragons women's program at the top of women's sport in Australia. It's not just a flyby for me or an avenue to try and get into the men's side. I'm here to dominate the women's space and here to make the girls better. And, I really care about them and I'm passionate about it. So, I have no qualms. If the club came to me tomorrow and said we want to do it for 3 years, I'd sign for 3 years.
As you mentioned, you've got a whole stack of players returning that were part of your system last year. We had a chat with John Strange yesterday, in charge of the Roosters, of course, and they beat you in the grand final. He's got a stack of new faces coming in this year. So it must be pleasing for you to know that you've got that continuity. As you know, mate, in any level of sport, and especially your game, momentum and continuity and familiarity count for a lot.
Yeah, it does. I think John's probably overstating it a little bit there. You've got some fair players in the free agent market. You got a couple of girls from the Titans that were really big threats last year, plus you still got Isabel and also Jess, and then they picked up an ex-De La Rue in Sammy, so they've still got a lot of talent there. But for us, I saw it two ways, Matt. I saw it as a real head start to pre-season, that we could come in, and I have 17 girls that I've worked with before, and we signed one of our development girls as well, so really 18 girls that know the culture, know the standards that I set with my staff last year, and off the back of that, the new girls come in and they've adapted to it. So it is a huge advantage in what's a short season, and for us, like I said, I feel like we're a destination place now, and we don't have to go out and buy a lot of people. I'd rather develop from within, and get those girls back was a huge head start.
What was the reaction from your girls when you heard the news across the weekend that by the time you get to September the 2nd, you'll be playing against the Roosters in the first ever game at Allianz Stadium? So the NRL said, let's make this a double header, and the NRLW game will go first. How did that go down amongst the playing group in particular, and with you, mate? You had such a great history at the footy stadium now, Allianz Stadium.
Yeah, to be honest, this is going to sound cliche. I haven't talked to it about the girls. We've been heavily focused on the Titans. We've got a double header ourselves this week down at Wynn Stadium, before the boys. So, that's exciting for them. But for me, I instantly thought about all the moments I'd shared at the old SFS. My first grand final, Bulldogs, Raiders 94, Bella drops the ball off and the Raiders score first minute, Mal's ever last game. I played in some big games there, kicked the match-winning field goal in 14, and then, I was on the sideline doing commentary in 18 when the last ever game was there. So I've got my own bit of memories and history there, and, it's going to be, the girls probably found out that it was going to be a sellout. So, it's going to be exciting. The stadium looks great, and, we'll be hopefully in a good position then to go there and have a good game.
And like you say, it all starts before that with the doubleheader at Wynn Stadium this weekend on Saturday against the Gold Coast Titans. Sowie, it's always great to catch up with you, mate. Best of luck for the season ahead.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.
Jamie Sowie there, St. George Illawarra Dragons NRLW coach.